This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dozens of cities and towns have been waiting for the word, and now Amazon has confirmed it's going to split its new headquarters between Arlington, Virginia and New York City. The online retail giant just making the official announcement, saying it will invest $5 billion and 50,000 new jobs between those two new headquarters. The facility in Arlington will be in the National Landing section, the New York City headquarters, to be located in the Long Island City neighborhood of Queens.
I tell you what, CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them.
A week after that dust-up between President Trump and CNN's Jim Acosta, CNN is now suing the president and other White House officials, demanding that Acosta's media credentials be restored immediately. They were suspended after that news conference. The network claims Acosta's First Amendment rights have been violated. And this is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO18 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
A California town essentially wiped off the map by one of the biggest wildfires in that state's history.
Just absolutely heartbreaking to drive through Paradise and see the level of destruction.
And that's the fire chief in Paradise, the Northern California town wiped out by the Camp Fire, which is now the deadliest wildfire in the state's history. At least 42 people have been killed by it, with scores if not hundreds of people still missing. Meanwhile, officials have just given an update on the Woolsey Fire that's burning in Southern California. They now say it's 35% contained, but so far it's charred over 96,000 acres and it's killed two people. There's a report in the Washington Post that President Trump is on the verge of firing Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. The Washington Post, citing White House officials, is saying the president's not happy with how she's enforced immigration policy. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A week after the midterm elections, and a U.S. Senate race is finally decided.
And now it's time to get to work.
That's Democrat Kyrsten Sinema, who will be the next senator for Arizona after defeating Republican Martha McSally, who posted a video online on Monday night in which she conceded and congratulated Sinema on becoming the first woman to represent Arizona in the U.S. Senate. Sinema replaces Republican Senator Jeff Flake, who didn't run for re-election. If you had trouble Googling yesterday afternoon, you were not alone. Google has said only that access to some of its services was impacted on Monday, but it offered little additional information. But other internet security officials say it was an internet traffic diversion that rerouted data through Russia and China, disrupting Google services late Monday, including searches, cloud hosting services, and Google's bundle of collaboration tools for businesses. The service interruptions last lasting for about an hour and a half, ending at about 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The Thousand Eyes Network Intelligence Company says in a blog post, at a minimum, it caused a massive denial of service to G Suite users as well as Google searches, and put valuable Google traffic in the hands of ISPs in countries with a long history of Internet surveillance. The next time you're online, Googling or whatever, why don't you check out our website at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
After the top of the hour, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. We've got best-selling, award-winning author Andrew Roberts with us. We're going to talk about a landmark biography that he has written of Winston Churchill, based on extensive new material from private letters and diaries to transcripts of war cabinet meetings. You know, when we seek an example of an unalloyed courage, the man who comes to mind is Winston Churchill, the visionary leader, immune from the consensus of the day, who stood firmly for his beliefs when everyone doubted him. He was the one who said, never, never, never give up. But how did young Winston become Churchill? What gave him the strength to take on the superior force of Nazi Germany when bombs rained on London and so many others had caved? In Churchill, Walking with Destiny, Andrew Roberts looks at what made Churchill ultimately successful and assesses how he learned from his mistakes and harnessed the experience of his life to serve his country. Andrew, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Yeah, great. Thanks very much. It's good to be on the show, Bill.
Well, Andrew, you were granted access to exclusive new material. Tell us about that.
Yes, I was very fortunate that Her Majesty the Queen allowed me to be the first Churchill biographer to be able to use her father's diaries. And, of course, King George VI met Churchill and gave an audience to Churchill every Tuesday of the Second World War. They served themselves from the sideboard so that no servants needed to be present, because the King was trusted by Churchill with all of the great secrets of the Second World War, the nuclear secret, the ultra-decrypt secrets, where they were going to attack and when, which ministers and generals were going to be hired and fired. And so we have this fantastic new source which allows us to delve into Winston Churchill's mind for every Tuesday of the Second World War, all his hopes and fears and aperçu and his gags, etc.
Right. Well, Andrew, to have access to King George VI's diaries like this, did you have to have gloves on? I mean, I can only imagine what you must have felt like, you know, going through these diaries. I mean, this is very privileged.
Very privileged. No, as I say, I was the first Churchill biographer ever to be allowed to do that. They have waited, of course, for 78 years to make these available. So, you know, enough time has passed now for it to be a genuine historical record. But those were only one of the cornucopia of new sources that have come out in the last 10 years. There have been 41 sets of papers that have been of people who worked with Churchill that have been deposited at Churchill College, Cambridge. And we've got the diaries of the Soviet ambassador at the time. We've now, in the last 10 years, had the, as you mentioned, the War Cabinet verbatim accounts. Pamela Harriman's love letters. She was married to Randolph Churchill. It's a great new set of sources which have allowed me, therefore, to write a book which has something on pretty much every page that has never appeared in any Churchill biography before.
That's fascinating. The relationship between Churchill and King George VI, did you find the depiction in the movie was a fair depiction of their relationship?
It was actually, funny enough, yes. Although, of course, the King did not go to visit Winston Churchill in his bedroom at midnight up at 10 Downing Street as he did in the movie. That, I'm afraid, was completely invented, along with Churchill's visit to the underground station, where the subway station, where he sort of treated a group of Londoners as though they were a focus group about whether or not to carry on fighting against Adolf Hitler. He, in truth, in real life, he decided to fight on against Adolf Hitler entirely himself, of course, and it was his tremendous leadership that that led to that decision, rather than any sort of opinion poll.
For him to go against, as you say, the opinion poll and the consensus of the day was, just an incredible courage and leadership, which I find quite interesting, because this seems to be maybe a depiction, maybe leadership at large, not just England, because whether it was Churchill, Margaret Thatcher later on, I mean, even in our country, Ronald Reagan, you get extraordinary leaders for specific times, and they come, they rectify things, they serve a grand purpose for the greater good of the country, and then they go, and it's almost like all that we learned during that period of time is forgotten for some reason.
I think that's right, yes. I mean, the obvious truth that Churchill taught us, and also Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher, is that it's far better to be stronger, at least in military terms, than to be weaker. If you're weak, it does encourage opponents and antagonists to take advantage of you. And Churchill, of course, was very much opposed to that, but nobody listened to him for 10 years when he was warning in the wilderness about Hitler and the Nazis. And then even after the Second World War, when he's saying much the same thing about Stalin and the Soviets, people hated to hear that. They simply didn't want to listen to him, and so he was subjected to quite as much obloquy after the Second World War as he had been before it.
Exactly. Well, Andrew, I think it's quite interesting that Churchill, other leaders, I often say that these are lessons you learn as a little kid in the sandbox of life, and that is that when you run into a bully, you have to bully him back, otherwise you're going to be at his mercy for the rest of your life.
Well, that's right, and he saw, you see, the thing is that Churchill also saw fanaticism up close in his life, especially when he was fighting in the Northwest Frontier in India and when he was fighting in the Sudan, and he'd seen fanaticism really close. It had cost the lives of many of his closest friends, and that was not the case for most of the 1930s, where the prime ministers such as Ramsay MacDonald and Stanley Baldwin and Neville Chamberlain had never really seen fanaticism in their lives at all. And so as a result, he was much more attuned to what Hitler and the Nazis were really like.
And going through the diaries of King George VI, how did you assess, the mindset and maybe, to that point of respect for Churchill by the King?
Well, the King very quickly, even though right at the beginning, it could have gone the wrong way, because, of course, Churchill had been a supporter of the King's elder brother, Edward VIII, during the abdication crisis, and the King had also been a big supporter of Neville Chamberlain and his politics of appeasement that we were talking about just now. And so it could, there's a perfectly good chance that they wouldn't have got on, but very quickly they did. And certainly by the time of the fall of France and the Battle of Britain, and definitely by the Blitz, they became, in the King's words in his diaries, friends. And in fact, he's the only one of the king's four prime ministers who he referred to by his first name. And as I say, the king trusted Churchill and vice versa, which might not have been the case, but very soon did become the case, thank God.
Well, I want to begin to touch on some of the popular misunderstandings about Churchill that need to be corrected. We've only got a short minute here before we go to break. In fact, I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's go to break. We'll be right back, and we'll talk about these popular misunderstandings. More from Andrew Roberts after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. GodSaidManSaid.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. GodSaidManSaid.com. Mummies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. GodSaidManSaid.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live. Bill
back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with Andrew Roberts continues. We're talking about his new book, Churchill, Walking with Destiny, his look-see into Churchill, his ultimately successful, and his assessment, how he learned from his mistakes and harnessed the experience of his life to serve his country. Before the break, Andrew, we were talking, I just introduced that popular misunderstandings about Churchill that need to be corrected. And you address this in your book. Break it down for our audience, if you would.
Well, there are lots and lots of misconceptions. Because he was such an important person, of course, there are lots of people, both from the extreme right and the extreme left, who have criticized him. On the internet, we have all sorts of weird conspiracy theories in cyberspace that he was responsible for sinking the Titanic and the Lusitania and all the rest of it. There's a long standing myth about him being responsible for gassing Iraqi tribesmen. And what you have to do in each of these cases is to go back to the original sources and very calmly just sort of look and see what the documents say. With regard to the gassing of the tribesmen, yes, he was in favor of using gas, but it turns out to be what he called lachrymotory gas, i.e. tear gas, not the kind of mustard gas or the phosgene gas, chlorine gas, that was lethal. And so it was an entirely different thing that he was proposing.
Well, of course, that's good to know in light of, here we are celebrating Veterans Day. We look back at the armistice. We look at, the effects of World War One, World War Two, the gases that were released. And as you mentioned, the chlorine gas and mustard gas, which was so horrific that really introduced, I believe in a dramatic way that need for human rights and human respect because of the conduct of those wars. Did it not?
That's right. No, very much did. And of course, both of those sets of gases were banned under the 1925 treaty. But Mussolini ignored that when he used lethal gases against the Abyssinian tribesmen in his invasion of Abyssinia in the late 1930s. So he ripped up those treaties. And of course, as you say, the Veterans Day, the centenary of the end of the First World War that we're commemorating at the moment, also reminds us of Winston Churchill's time in the First World War, where he fought in the trenches himself, of course, but also as First Lord of the Admiralty, he came up with this brilliant idea to try to knock Turkey out of the war, which ultimately, though, in its implementation, was horribly ill conceived and wound up costing the killing or wounding of 160,000 Allied soldiers. So Churchill did make terrible mistakes as well as being a great leader, of course.
Right. Well, as leaders will do, I mean, it's all part of the process here, no doubt, but it's always beneficial to look back on history with an objective point of view to draw out what we can from that. Speaking of which, drawing things out on this exclusive new material, what was new for you? What did you learn from regarding Churchill from this new material?
Oh, so much of it. I mean, we mentioned earlier the King's Diaries. It becomes very clear in the King's Diaries that he was extremely frustrated by the way in which the Franklin Roosevelt administration approached the Second World War, and although of course it was trying to get America more committed and more involved, it was at such a slow pace for Churchill that although he could never say this publicly, of course, privately when he talked to the King, he did express his great frustrations because he saw the war as a great struggle for civilization and democracy, and so he couldn't understand why the United States was, in his view, dragging its feet over it.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we read from other sources that, of all people, and I wonder if Churchill saw this as well, that you have Adolf Hitler more or less honoring FDR and thinking that some of the policies that he was enacting you know, he agreed with. And I wonder how much that grated against Churchill as well.
I'm not sure which policies you're referring to.
I'm talking about the socialistic policies that FDR was introducing into the country.
Overall, though, Hitler very much spotted FDR as an ideological enemy. He realized that one day FDR was going to be a major problem on his sort of road to world domination.
Well, our thanks to best-selling, award-winning author Andrew Roberts for sharing this landmark biographical understanding of Winston Churchill based on extensive new material from private letters and diaries to transcript of war cabinet meetings. Incredible, the things that Andrew has shared with us. And, of course, you got to get your hands on the book to really get into more of these popular misunderstandings about Winston Churchill. And they need to be corrected. He touched on a couple of those. What we learned about Churchill from the exclusive new material from King George VI wartime diaries. There were some liberties, obviously, in the movie Churchill that you saw, The Darkest Hour, as Andrew pointed out. But we're going to clear the record here a little bit. As we know, you know, movies can take some liberties. It's what they do. But gosh, hey, what an incredible privilege that had to be for Andrew to be able to look and get into these diaries of King George VI. And also you'll find out even more, you know, what Churchill felt, how he felt about Roosevelt, and how Churchill was an intensely competitive man, driven to win the affection and respect of his father. Also, we didn't get a chance to get much into this with Andrew in the interest of time, but it's also in the interest of you getting your hands on the book to appreciate Churchill's biggest mistakes in retrospect, and whether or not he'd be popular today if he were still in politics. And as I sided with Andrew, I think it's quite interesting with some of these leaders, whether it's Ronald Reagan or, you think of Winston Churchill, Margaret Thatcher, even today with President Trump, how these leaders come in and they are such dramatic figures, as I've maintained about leadership. Leadership has this incredible ability to take you from where you are to where you need to be. That's true leadership. And the difference between where we are and where we need to be, I call the grief to happiness ratio. And sometimes to get through that process, it can be painful, whether we're talking about, dealing with trade or, some nuclear options in Iran, clearing some things that needed to be addressed. And how do you address those? I mean, diplomacy in the past didn't get us there. If anything, there was more of that can getting kicked down the road as opposed to really coming up with some solid solutions. But history, as always, is the true tester. And we'll see even now under the current administration how history treats one Donald Trump as well. So, again, we're grateful to Andrew Roberts in his expose, Churchill, Walking with Destiny, on Bill Martinez Live.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dozens of cities and towns have been waiting for the word, and now Amazon has confirmed it's going to split its new headquarters between Arlington, Virginia and New York City. The online retail giant just making the official announcement, saying it will invest $5 billion and 50,000 new jobs between those two new headquarters. The facility in Arlington will be in the National Landing Section, the New York City headquarters, to be located in the Long Island City neighborhood of Queens.
I'll tell you what, CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them.
A week after that dust-up between President Trump and CNN's Jim Acosta, CNN is now suing the president and other White House officials, demanding that Acosta's media credentials be restored immediately. They were suspended after that news conference. The network claims Acosta's First Amendment rights have been violated. And this is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Always good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now, the one, the only, Lou Euler. Yes, we're talking about the founder and president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, one of the nation's leading grassroots taxpayer lobbies. Mr. Lou, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing well. Great to be with you, as usual.
Always good to have you here, buddy. I want to talk about, of course, now we're on the other side of the midterm elections. Couple of seats still,
yes.
You know, we're still waiting on confirmation on, but, you know, the chips have pretty well fallen where they're going to fall, right?
I think so. I had the great opportunity to be with Martha McSally in Arizona on Sunday at an event there, mm-hmm. and that's still being counted. But hopefully she will win and keep that seat in Republican hands. She's a great warrior. You know, she was a graduate of the Air Force Academy and one of the first women fighter pilots for America.
No, she's a terrific asset. There's no doubt that the Republicans will do well if we can get her seated in the Senate. Already it seems like what kind of problems we had years ago in Florida may be descending on Arizona and how they count their ballots. So, you know, we'll keep an eye on the and wish, you know, wish Martha McSally well.
You bet. And we have some awfully good people that have been elected and reelected. And now, of course, with losing control of the House beginning January 1st, we've got to roll effectively and immediately toward tax reform 2.0 between now and the end of the year in the House. In order to get it done both in the House and the Senate. So that's a real challenge for us.
Yeah, if anything's going to, like that, and of course that's a really uphill battle with this lame duck Congress, as you know. We've been there before, but yes, the window of opportunity is closing rather quickly, and you know the Democrats, they've been resisting all along anyway, so even more so, they're going to do everything they can to delay and resist until, you know, Nancy Pelosi, if it is, has the gavel back in her hand in the House. And then at that point, the president's strategy is going to have to alter a little bit. We'll see what happens. Pelosi says that she's there to legislate, not investigate. But I don't think the rest of the Democrats have that message, because that's not what I'm hearing from Shifty Shift or, Chuck Schumer or Maxine Waters, on down the line.
No, they would love to, pull the old rabbit out of the hat and try to impeach and spend time doing that instead of working on behalf of the American people. The results of the tax reform have been just so dramatic. Look at last month, 250,000 additional jobs were put on the rack, and all kinds of people are just going to work now. The unemployment level is so at the lowest level it's been in the last 40 years. So we're making great progress.
It's kind of amazing how people get accustomed to winning and to the point where they take it for granted. I mean, we've had some great success in these initial 2 years of this administration. And like you, Lou, I'm a bit dumbfounded in some of these, cities and counties and states. The way the voting went when compared to the previous 8 years, what they were getting with the Donald Trump administration. So, I'm a bit surprised on one hand. On another hand, certainly we knew the headwinds were going to be against us because of, how many seats were to be filled, how many retirements we had on the GOP side. So even in spite of that, to Donald Trump's credit and all his hard work, I mean, you have to give him a lot of credit. I still am, I'm still a little bit critical, and I just say this just from my point of view, is that for Paul Ryan and all that he did and what he was able to accomplish in terms of getting bills passed. I mean, he's got over 200 bills that they've passed in the House, but Mitch McConnell just doesn't have a time to, deal with them. He's got to, focus on the priorities of the Senate, what he can do, because, Chuck Schumer has done everything that he can to resist and block and delay and gridlock. So we've gotten a little preview of that. But nonetheless, I would have hoped that Paul Ryan would have been, more front and center, during this midterm election. Maybe I'm off base on this, but that's just one man's opinion, I guess.
Sure. No. And I think that that is an accurate view. I do believe that the Trump administration allowed the public attention to be directed away from accomplishments, especially the tax reform accomplishments and the job growth and the tax rate reductions, et cetera, and overwhelmed by issues of the Russian investigation and Jeff Sessions' Department of Justice problems, et cetera, rather than focusing on the winning dimension of the effort is there in Washington. And so there's guilt to be shared in terms of diffusing.
Well, yeah, there's no and the mainstream media, Lou, to your the mainstream media didn't help the president out, didn't help the people out by
That's
presenting
right.
the facts to them. When you got 95% of the the reporting being done from a negative perspective, what are the people to think? I mean, it was an easy job for the Democrats to basically identify and position, to the public, the Republican Party and what their efforts were all about, including, health care and immigration and that sort of thing. And you don't expect the Democrats to do that, but you add the in-kind advertising, if you want to say, and promotion that they got from the mainstream media, plus record numbers of dollars that they raised I mean, this is probably the most expensive midterm election cycle that you and I have experienced probably in our lifetime.
Well, you're absolutely right. And that is a factor that I think the average person is not aware of. George Soros, Tom Steyer out of San Francisco, and many of the billionaires on the left put in hundreds of millions of dollars. The effort against Cruz in Texas was a multi-hundred million dollar effort. And we have to recognize that we're going to have to get that balanced out the next time in order to be more competitive.
Well, the thing to learn here, Lou, and it's the same thing with Donald Trump. If you got the message, you don't necessarily need the money. I mean, Hillary Clinton outspent Donald Trump, I don't know, 5-1, you know, something like that. And but Donald Trump had the message. Hillary did not. Same thing in Texas. Ted Cruz had the message. Beto O'Rourke did not, expletives included. Okay, so, you know, there's a lesson to learn here in terms of how to better steward your, you know, your elections and all the financing thereof. So, you know, the Republicans need to learn something here and understand that it's the Republicans against the world. The media is not going to carry their water for them. Donald Trump found a way for the media to carry the water because they knew that he was a headliner. He got ratings. And even, you know, it's like the old saying, you know, I don't care what you say about me. And the old saying used to be, just spell my name correctly. But anymore, it doesn't even matter if you spell your name correctly. It's just, you know, go out there and have at it, you know.
You bet. And, you know, the symbols, as you're talking, are so important. When I traveled to New Mexico and to Arizona this last weekend to help out a couple of candidates, why, I took with me the tax acts that was given me at the Reagan Ranch 3 years ago, and I presented it to these candidates, and I'll tell you, it got all kinds of attraction. I'm going to use it in the future because the Reagan connection on cutting taxes, axing the taxes, is so symbolic and so impact-filled that it's just a great tool for the future. You bet. Yeah.
I need one of those in my studio as well, Lou, let me tell you, just to remind everybody and keep it up front and center. We got to leave it right there for now, as always.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll look forward. Lou Euler, founder, president of the National Tax Limitation Committee on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Lou.
You bet.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
You've reached Bill Martinez live for Spanish Press 2.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we have Andrew Rosenthal. Andrew, of course, former New York Times editorial board editor, and he has put together an incredible, I think, a book that I've been looking forward to and wondering how come we don't have something as documented as this book gives us. It has just been released. It is the New York Times Book of Politics, 167 years of covering the State of the Union. Andrew, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you so much. I'm doing great.
Hey, I've been looking forward to this book. As I said, honestly, you know, when it comes to the world of politics, you say, where is there, you know, kind of a go-to book that you can turn to and, you know, kind of revisit history?
Well, that was the idea. I mean, it was a pretty astonishingly big thing to cut off 167 years of politics. That's a lot, but it was a fun challenge, and I think there are a lot of good reasons to want to look at this book.
Well, and as you say, you know, looking at 167 years of journalism, boy, that's a foreboding task, I would think. And so, you know, what was the criteria that you used, you know, to come up with these?
Well, we had to eliminate the two obvious ones right away, one which is being comprehensive, which is impossible, just do the math, and the other was being chronological, which just wasn't going to work. So what we came up with was a series of thematic sections. We do the presidents and their elections, not all of them, but a bunch of the interesting ones. We do war, we do the economy, we do civil rights. And you can dip into those, and hopefully you will find two or three or more articles about a period of time that you're interested in that are, you know, really well written and really interesting, and maybe will surprise you and maybe delight you or maybe make you crazy. It depends.
Well, you know, right now with the political environment being what it is, Andrew, we all think that it's the worst it's ever been. But looking at your book, we realize maybe not so, huh?
Well, I think the Civil War was worse, to say the least.
Yeah.
But I think it's been bad. I mean, it depends on how you want to categorize it. You know, we have had outbreaks of this kind of right-wing backlash in this country before. We've had periods of terrible overt racism after the war, the Civil War, after the passage of the Civil Rights Act, and now. So that's not new. What's different is, I think, that the volume of it is unbelievable and the speed of it is incalculable. And we also have the President of the United States who is leading this atmosphere of anger and recrimination and hatred. That's kind of new.
Now, no doubt, with the president having the bully pulpit, do you think there's any responsibility of the media in helping to, you know, foment the waters as well, being yourself a journalist?
I guess, certainly. I mean, there's plenty of commentary in the press that's mean-spirited and angry, and there's plenty of people on the left who are angry and people on the right who are angry. That's all true. I think, in general, the American media have done the best job that they possibly can of providing a decent and dispassionate accounting of what's going on. And when the press reports that a politician is losing an election, he thinks the press hates him, when in fact they're just reporting the truth. So it's really a question of where you stand. We're not blameless. We've made terrible mistakes. We tend to rectify them, which is a good thing, and not ignore them. But we're obviously imperfect. And the world of journalism now is like anybody who's got a phone.
You know, exactly. So I was going to say, in this information age, exactly.
It's insane. Yeah.
But to your point there, Andrew, is that I think it's important for journalists like yourself and others to really hold everybody, you know, accountable as best you can, and to call out those things. I mean, we hear fake news, and that bothers me as much, I think, as anybody, because, if there's something improper and there's something that has not been reported correctly, then I think the onus definitely is on, you know, that editorial body or that reporting agency, you know, to correct the record. Here on this show, one of our slogans, we're going to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And there have been, I mean, you know, when you are out there and you're accountable to an audience that says, hey, Bill, I think you got it wrong here, I'll delve in. And if I can find something different, if there's something that I have misreported, then I will report back to my audience, because I think that's the relationship that I respect with my audience. I don't want them to think that when they come here to the show that things are going to be fast and loose when seemingly, as you indicated, the standards of journalism today have gotten a little bit loose because everybody seems to be a journalist, or at least say they are.
Everyone seems to, and there are journalistic organizations now, honestly, Bill, that where they're about propaganda, they're not about journalism. Mm-hmm. The New York Times is not one of them. And I will say with confidence, having been part of this and, you know, having spent a lot of time looking at least at Times' journalism for this book, fake news, as Donald Trump describes it, doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
What he's describing are articles he doesn't like. And when he says that the journalism is, you know, that it's fake news that they're investigating Russia, or it's fake news about the economy, or it's fake news about the immigrants coming up through Central America, that's just not true. Journalists make mistakes. There are plenty of unscrupulous journalists, but the vast majority of journalists are hardworking, underpaid people who are just doing their level best to get it right.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the end, as we always say, the cream rises and things will ferret out. Right now, there's a lot of intensity on reports, especially. And I think you can appreciate, Andrew, to a certain degree, when people analyze the reporting, when there just seems to be such a predominant amount of negative news. This is not all pointed in, you know, one institution. It's a lot of institutions out there, and it would seem that President Trump gets an inordinate number of negative reports to any kind of what I would call objective. This is just my perspective on this, but I'm hoping that, and you know, and I'm listening to what you're saying, And I'm hoping in the long run, for the sake of what, you know, what journalism is all about, what its main duty to history that it has in terms of documenting history, that we can truly get there and, you know, put some of this stuff in its proper perspective. And I'm talking about some of this stuff, the stuff that is not correct. It is in error. It is, if you want to call it false news or fake news, whatever you want to call it, that is exposed for what it is and it's placed in its proper perspective, but also that there is a clear lane for journalism, kind of like what you have presented in this book. And I got to imagine, you know, looking at this book, you know, this is, you know, and you got to, it's got to give you some sort of journalistic pride, does it not?
It does enormously. I mean, what I found was decade after decade of really fine journalism. And I want to agree with something you said just wholeheartedly, which is when we make mistakes, we should correct them. And there's a difference between making a mistake and saying something that you know not to be true. One is error and the other one is propaganda. And I know that's obvious, but it's worth saying.
Right.
And the whole question of negative news, you know, news tends to be negative. I don't know what to tell you. You know, it's not news that 300 million people got through the day alive. It is news that 30 of them were murdered in a nightclub.
Yes, exactly. No, I hear you loud and clear in that. And I think there's some clear delineations on some of those. The other part, because of the information age in which we live in, and there's a lot of opiners out there, sometimes it can make things unfairly hazy. But I have faith in the American people, and I have faith in good quality journalists in the long run that, as I said earlier, the cream will rise. Maybe this is just some of the wading through process that we have to get through. Regarding specifically some of the articles, what were your most favorite that, you know, if there's such a thing, I mean, when you're looking at 167 years, what are the most noteworthy that stand out for you?
It's hard, you know. I mean, I'll start at the beginning. I found our coverage of the Battle of Gettysburg to be absolutely fascinating, and of the assassination of Lincoln, the way it was done and the language of it was really interesting. I was very absorbed by the depth of the coverage of economic issues in leading up to the election of Franklin Roosevelt and during the New Deal. It was quite extraordinary and really exhaustive and really detailed and really interesting. I was very proud of the way that my colleagues covered the war in Vietnam, where they were confronted with a real conundrum. Here are a bunch of, you know, patriotic Americans who go off to cover a war, and your inclination is, you know, this is our side. But what they found was the government was lying and we were losing the war. And they reported that, you know, very courageously. And there's a series of investigative pieces that I include in here on Osama bin Laden, the illegal wiretapping by George Bush, the Pentagon Papers. You know, it's hard. I think that this, if you spend 15 minutes with this book, you will find two or three things that you never would have known if it hadn't been for the New York Times. And that's a tremendous thing to be proud of.
Well, I think 15 minutes begets another 15, and you keep on going. You can't put it down, you know.
Well, you can imagine what it was like for me. I would get lost in some newspaper from, you know, October 1932 and suddenly find I was reading the recipes, you know. And I was like, wait a minute, get back on track here, you know.
Right. This is an awesome work, and we've kind of teased our audience, and that's what you're supposed to do, because then that way they'll go out and get your book, right?
They can get it online from Amazon, and if you still have a independent bookstore in your town, go there and buy it. Just
yeah,
to support
exactly.
Them.
Support the local. I'm with you. Support the local bookstores whenever you can. Andrew Rosenthal has been our guest. Andrew, awesome. Thank you so much, and it'll be linked on our website as well.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters.